The differential diagnosis of the oral melanotic macules include solitary pigmented melanocytic lesions, including the oral melanocytic nevi, blue nevi, oral melanoacanthomas, or oral melanomas. The oral melanoma, however, is very rare and it accounts for only 1% of the oral malignancies. And if it is present, then it is usually present on the palate. Exogenous pigmentation like amalgam tattoo and inflammatory hypermelanosis and smoker's melanosis should also be ruled out and should be kept in the differentials. Usually, mucosal melanotic macules are benign and there is no reports of malignant transformation. However, investigations like dermoscopy and biopsy can be done if there is a suspicion of any malignancy. The dermoscopic pattern will show parallel reticular structureless pattern, and in case of a vulvar melanosis, multiple white to tan structures with a well-defined regular borders can be seen. The management is usually not needed, but if in a doubtful cases of melanoma, an incisional biopsy of an appropriate area can be done to exclude the melanoma. If the patient is suspicious of malignancy and the excision cannot be done, then the patient should be followed up for any atypical clinical appearance. If the biopsy reveals any significant melanocytic proliferation resembling lentigo maligna, then the lesion should be excised in its entirety and the tissue examined histologically after the surgical excision has been done. Topical imiquimod followed by a new biopsy at the end of the treatment may be considered in cases where the surgical excision cannot be performed or it is difficult. Although some patients may suffer a severe topical irritation after topical application of the imiquimod.